Hello, hi, my name is Liz, and we are conducting an important opinion poll about the upcoming March Jacksonville mayor's election. Are you registered to vote in Duval County?
Yes, I am.
And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. How likely are you to vote in the March election to pick up a new mayor of Jacksonville to replace Mayor Lenny Curry? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not too likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. And what is your gender?
Female.
Okay. What is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and up?
Between 54 and 60.
Okay, thank you. And how did you vote in the recent November 2022 elections, by mail, early in person, or on election day?
In person, early.
Thank you. First, should Jacksonville's next mayor continue moving Jacksonville in the same direction with the same policies as Mayor Lenny Curry, or change direction?
Change direction.
Did you say change?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following do you feel is the most important issue facing Jacksonville today? Improved infrastructure in all neighborhoods throughout the city, growing a stronger economy and jobs that benefit all, violent crime, roads and traffic congestion, affordable housing, access to affordable quality health care, quality of schools, or street flooding and storm water drainage?
All of them.
I know all of them are important, but which one is the most important?
Crime.
I'm sorry?
Crime.
Okay, and which is the next most important issue?
Infrastructure.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose the action taken by Mayor Curry and the City Council to increase the gas tax from 6 cents to 12 cents per gallon to pay the street improvements, drainage projects, and expansions of the Skyway downtown? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay, and when it comes to the city's electric utility, GEA, which do you prefer? Keep GEA as a city-owned utility or privatize GEA by selling it to Florida Power and Light?
Sell it to Florida Power and Light, all on high.
Okay, thank you. And the debate about the city's Confederate soldier status, do you prefer to remove them or keep them?
The statues?
Yes.
Get rid of them.
Okay. Thank you. Next, please, in your opinion, tell me your opinion about each of the following as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. First one is Donna Deegan.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, what about Ron DeSantis?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, what about Liana Gutierrez Camber?
She's favorable, somewhat.
Very or somewhat, okay. Daniel Davis?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, what about Lenny Curry?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Audrey Gibson?
Favorable.
Very
somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Al Ferraro?
Who?
Al Ferraro.
Never heard of him. Unfavorable.
What about Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Which of the following 8 candidates would you vote for to be Jacksonville next mayor if you had to make a choice today? Al Ferraro, Liana Gutierrez Camber, Daniel Davis, Donald Deegan, Omega Allen, Frank Kistler Jr., Audrey Gibson, or Darcy Richardson?
I'll keep that to myself.
Okay, we just want to know your opinion, ma'am, just in case that you had to make a choice today. Just your opinion.
I still keep it to myself. I don't want to disclose.
Okay, then unfortunately I wouldn't be able to continue with the survey.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.